that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm here with Laura Ackerman. She is the Uptown manager, and she's really, really, really busy because the Festival of Discovery is not long away. How you doing today, Laura?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me. I love coming to visit.
Well, we love having you right here. And how's it coming together, the 2016 Festival of Discovery?
It's coming together great. It's kind of a little too smooth for me. I'm kind of nervous that there's going to be some major hiccups, but I work with an amazing team, and we are putting this together. And like I said, it's coming together very smoothly.
Well, you know, we've got the barbecue, we've got the blues, we've got a lot to talk about. But I got to tell you, I was looking over some of the names on the barbecue teams. I mean,
they can come up with some creative names, can't they?
Yes. Number five here in space, number five, I guess, Chubbs and Tubbs.
Yes. Chubbs and Tubbs.
That's a pretty neat one. And what else? The Muttley Crew. That kind of things makes me think they have some dogs on board.
They sure do. They bring their dogs along with them. We enjoy seeing them each year.
Wow. Okay.
And maybe you need to bring Gracie up there.
Oh, I don't think so. We're going to be all over Uptown Greenwood Friday night doing our blues crawl, and we'll be having a good time doing that. But Gracie does much better just relaxing right here, chilling with her little water right here and listening to me on the radio.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what are the big things, any big things that are going to be happening, anything different this year?
Different this year. Our arts and crafts are going to be at the Uptown Market. We're excited to show off this new facility in Uptown Greenwood on Maxwell Avenue. So our arts and crafts will be down there. We'll have our splash pad open. Lots of great things for you to enjoy down there. Again, the highlight of that for your kids to keep cool is the splash pad, but we also are moving our kids zone to this area. So you'll see the kids zone in the parking area across from Millhouse, and then we'll also have some arts and crafts and a few market vendors.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, I also noticed that the arts and crafts are going to be open Friday night as well as Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. That's been a request, I think, in the years past that we've had more opportunities for them to be open. So we wanted to go ahead and give that for them this year.
Sure. Now, will there be any music as a venue? Will that be a venue?
Currently a venue. I know that that's been something maybe we will try to work out last minute. But at the moment, no, it will not be a venue.
It will not be a venue. But I tell you what, when you talk about putting the blues together and the Festival of Discovery with the barbecue, I tell you what, it doesn't get any better.
It's top-notch.
All the different venues that you have to have your music.
Right. All of our Uptown restaurants participate. They're wonderful to work with, and we have some wonderful musicians coming in this year.
Oh, yeah. And you've added to. That's two restaurants, or two restaurants / Inn on the Square is also part of it, too.
Yes. We have added Buena Vista Cafe that is located close. It's actually between Polo's and Cafe 312. I'm hoping that many of you have enjoyed that. And Inn on the Square is open this year, so we're going to use both of those facilities for our Blues Cruise venue.
That sounds awesome. And an added feature, I understand, is you're going to have some blues Sunday afternoon.
We are. The Blues Cruise will extend into Sunday, so it'll actually be the July 7th through the 10th. And we'll have music at Inn on the Square beginning at 11 until 3. And then also Cafe 312 will be hosting Shrimp City Slim from 7 to 9:30 that evening.
You know, I think that's terrific, and I'm sure that the Inn on the Square is coordinating that with their buffet that they have.
Oh, absolutely, and that's delicious in itself.
Yes, it is. I have partaken too many times, I think. But it is great, and it's going to be great to have the Inn on the Square. You know, Shrimp City Slim wrote a song about the Inn on the Square.
Oh,
did you know that?
I did not know that.
There is a song that he wrote about getting your cue and getting your potato, how they used to do it, and all these different things. It's really cute. I'll have to play it for you. It's very neat.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so that's good to have that back. And now he'll have to come up with another song since it's back open.
Yes. And we are thrilled about that. We are so excited to have them on the square with us. I think they are fully booked for that weekend.
I'm sure. That'll be a nice thing to have. Now, when you talk about barbecue, though, what do you want everybody to know about the Festival of Discovery and the barbecue and getting people here to have a great time?
Well, it's a great event. It's definitely family friendly. It's free. Where else can you get a no gate fee, free blues music, and great food? And it all be family friendly. Exactly.
Now, that is the question, though. What about parking? Is that a problem?
I don't necessarily think so. We have parking all around in different areas. Please look on our maps that are located on UptownGreenwood.com. We'll have all that information accessible to you. But I don't think parking is always an issue. I know that everybody wants to park and just get out of their car and walk right up to the event, but that's not possible. So be sure to check out our website for more information on parking.
Here's what I say about parking, Laura. If you have a young person that drives, that has their driver's license, here's what you do.
You have them drop you off.
And then they go park and meet you somewhere.
Well, I might actually try to take advantage of that. If anybody wants to drive me up there and drop me off, we do have handicap accessible parking. That's going to be at Billy Garrett Law Firm. We'll have handicap accessible parking for the weekend.
Wow, that's a good thing. And really, most of the time with the people coming and going, you can find a place, not too difficult.
Right.
But the one thing you do have to keep in mind is that Thursday afternoon, 5 o'clock, you close off Main Street.
Exactly. Please bear with us and be patient. We do close off Main Street at 5 o'clock, so that detour is going to hit hard. It's difficult with, you know, that being our kind of rush hour and people headed home from work, but please bear with us and be patient.
You know, I think one of the best ways to come into the festival is to come out by Lowe's and then come up Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming right in on that back, literally on the backside of Greenwood. And then you find plenty of parking, whether it's the city parking lot or some of the other businesses.
You're exactly right.
So that's what I would recommend if you were doing this. But as you look back, 4 years you've been doing this, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
What's been the changes in 4 years?
Well, one is closing Main Street, and that's been a huge effort. I have to say hats off to Julie Wilkie and Billy Allen with our public works. They have been amazing. Julie has been instrumental in making sure that all the road closures are done properly, and she's got this mapped out on the back of her hand. So does Billy Allen.
Yeah, that was a big change, but I think you're right. It did make a big change. And when people can flow back and forth on all sides of the street now, plus having your barbecuers right there on Main Street underneath the trees and everything, it just makes it really nice.
Right. It is very nice. Very family-friendly environment.
It is. So what is the impact of a Festival of Discovery on Greenwood?
Well, back in 2015, I think that we had over 200 different zip codes people came from, but the total economic impact last year was $2.1 million. So
that's hard to believe.
It is.
I mean, seriously.
But I mean, if you think about it, all the people, you know, going and getting gas and food and things like that is a huge economic impact.
That's right.
And that's what we're about. It's not to make any money. The South Carolina Festival of Discovery, all we're looking for is to break even on this event and have the economic impact in our community.
Well, it certainly is a big gift, and I tell you what, even though we have a lot of people in town, and sometimes a little people can get a little frustrated trying to move around and everything, when you think about how it puts Greenwood on the map.
Right. It puts Greenwood on the map, not just a barbecue trail, but just in other areas. We're becoming a tourist attraction now in different areas. I'm sure you've heard from Kelly McWhorter with the attractions that we have there, but we're getting a lot larger. People are starting to know we're not just an hour from Greenwood on Greenville. We're not just an hour from Columbia. So we're putting ourselves on the map.
That's right. And of course, this will be an opportunity for you'll have lots of barbecuers here from all over the country.
Right.
How far away do they come from?
We have North Carolina, Florida, obviously from South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, Virginia. The list keeps going and going. I know that we've had people from Chicago come here before. So we're excited to see. We still have a few spaces available. So who knows who will come next and where they'll come from.
Wow. somebody have some, maybe some extra time. And, you know, one of the things I think you've told me in the past is how much people tell you how well-run the festival is if you're a barbecuer. Yes. And yes, how convenient it is.
The barbecue teams are our customers for the weekend. And, you know, we're here to make sure that everything's taken care of for them. And the nice and kind words that we get back from them just make the event well worth it. So
it's well run, and you know what?
It's a well-oiled machine.
It is, and you know, I think the other thing that always gets me is how clean it is after it's over.
Isn't it crazy? Our public works department is amazing, and people don't realize how hard they work. But if you see somebody in a yellow shirt walking around that weekend, they may be collecting trash, or you know, they may be running ice to a team or what have you. They may be on a ladder making sure electrical's taken care of. Please give them a pat on the back and show your appreciation, because without them, we would not be able to have this event. It would not be possible.
It is. And they are, I mean, I can remember being up there last year, Friday evening. They were running around and emptying trash cans,
right,
and just making sure that there, right, was not a hitch to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though it's some of the hottest time of the year, they do an awesome job.
They do. They do. They're an amazing staff to work with.
Wow. Well, have you got anything wrong we can talk about? You know, everything is so positive here, Laura. Yeah, give me something to work with this afternoon. No, I know it has to be difficult to pull all this together and to make sure that it changes up just enough to keep it interesting. Because right, one of the things you don't want a festival that everybody goes, and particularly for local people, you don't want them to say, oh, been there, done that, don't need
right
to go.
Right. And we do change up a few things, just like we're changing up the kids zone this year. We have the, you know, the new facility of the Uptown Market. That's going to be a huge advantage and a huge plus for us. But we also, as Uptown's growing, we try to have new venues for our blues crews. A lot of people have mentioned that not only do they come for the barbecue, but more and more people are coming for the music. So we need to make sure that, you know, we take that into mind as well when we're planning the event.
Sure, and they have, and of course, having the two new venues with Buena Vista and the Inn on the Square, and mm-hmm, having that area at the Inn on the Square is going to make a huge difference, I think, for musicians.
Right, right.
So as you get ready to put this together, you have roughly how many teams right now are signed up and
ready
to go?
I think we have around 83 teams. We are taking on 89 teams this year.
89?
Yes.
Is that more than last year?
That's actually a little less, but we know that we can work with that number perfectly. We know space-wise that we can fit everybody in there nicely and not have, you know, we have a little bit of wiggle room. So if number 90 comes in, Julia, I know you might be listening, you might kill me, but if number 90 comes in, we might take you on.
All right. Well, we are here with Laura Ackerman. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. And, you know, on our Facebook page, I do want to tell you, WCRS.AM Radio has it, as well as Sharp Facets Gallery. We do have some jewelry that is on death row. Just need to tell you, please look at these pieces. They may be something that you'd like to buy them a pardon, so get them off of death row. They really don't. I hate to do it, but you know, if something doesn't happen, they need to be sold. They need to find that forever home. Otherwise, they're going to end up in the jewelry graveyard, and no piece of jewelry should have to go there. Hey, check them out. There's some awesome deals. But right now, we're here with Laura Ackerman. She is the Uptown manager, and of course, she is excited. She's been working hard. How long do you actually end up working on the Festival of Discovery from the time it ends When do you get back on it?
Okay, let's see. So July 7th through 10th is this year's event. Probably about July 15th.
July 15th. When we start back up.
Exactly. This is a year-round planned event. There is no stopping with this event. It has to be executed precisely, and so you have to start early. Make sure that's taken care of.
You know, you've got to say in 4 years, you've probably learned a lot on how to do a big event like this. I remember the first year, it was a lot of undertaking.
Yes, it was very overwhelming to me. I had never attended the event until my first day on the job. So I kind of jumped in and I was thinking I was going to sink, but I tried to swim there and I've made it for 4 years.
That's right. You do a good job, Julie. You do a really good job. So, Laura, what else have we got to go on? We have the Taster's Choice. Everybody always loves that.
Right. Our People's Choice. It starts at 11 on Saturday and ends at 4. Those, you can get 5 sample tickets and 1 vote ticket for $5. Basically, it's a nice sampling of barbecue that are in the participating People's Choice venues, or People's Choice teams. And then you make your vote on which one was the best. And that winner will be recognized at the main stage at the awards ceremony on Saturday.
You know, one of the things I like about this Taster's Choice is it really is just the right amount so you can taste a lot of different things.
You can make a meal off of your 5 samples.
That's right. And then if you need more, you just go back and buy more tickets.
Exactly.
That's right. Mm. So, and of course, they're trying to make sure that you vote for their favorite one. So they're going to be talking to you and making sure you get good samples.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, and that, of course, occurs right on Main Street, right? Don't you keep all the ones that are
They will. We have inside the parking area on the side of Howard's, we have a line of our vending teams, and they're also participating in our People's Choice. And then on the back row behind them, they'll also, there's several of them participating as People's Choice.
So you can be right there in the center, go back and forth and sit down and enjoy. And that's the other thing. You know, it's so easy to have tables, you know, even when there are tons of people all around. I mean, we were walking around after we'd done the show and we wanted to sit down and have some barbecue. It was no problem to find a table to sit at.
Well, and we will have some of those located near the main stage, the CenturyLink main stage this year, but they will not be located under the tent. We do a transition period on Saturday, and it was just discussed it'd be easier for us to have those picnic tables and more accessible for you guys to continue sitting during the awards ceremony, but those will be located near our CenturyLink main stage area.
That's right. And, of course, you kick it off with the absolute best, the gal that was a real hit. That
everybody loves,
awesome.
Vanessa. Yes, we got a lot of great feedback from her, and we will be kicking it off with Vanessa Collier at the CenturyLink main stage from 6 to 8:30 on Thursday evening.
That's right. And I understand that she's going to be in Europe before she comes right here to Greenwood. So talk about a statement coming from Europe and being right here in Greenwood.
It's huge. The feedback, like I said, last year was really good. Everybody enjoyed Vanessa.
That's right. I like the fact that she's a gal and she plays the saxophone, sexy saxophone, and she really has a good time. Plus, she teaches. I think so. She gives
and I
back.
Didn't know that. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, she teaches, or she was. I don't know. It looks like she's traveling a lot more. I don't know if she's able to teach anymore, but she was teaching kids. The saxophone and other instruments in up there around Washington, D.C.
That's wonderful.
It is. Giving back to those and inspiring others to do this. So that kicks it off Thursday night from 6 to 8:30. And, of course, I guess we should mention some of the big sponsors that we have here.
Most definitely. Our presenting sponsor, and we are very thankful to them, they have been a sponsor for years, is Carolina Pride. We also have the Index Journal, who is the sponsor of our Blues Cruise. And then we also have some new, just a few of them, are Emerald Ink and Stitches, CenturyLink, County Bank is on board, Primo Grills and Smokers, the South Carolina Education Lottery. You'll see them set up and maybe be able to get a lottery ticket. Also, the Greenwood Building is participating this year, and many, many more.
Yeah,
so, but Carolina Pride has been with us for a very long time, and we're appreciative that they're still willing to participate and sponsor this great event.
That is cool. You know, I'm going to take a little kudos here because I've been telling the South Carolina Education Lottery that they should be part of this.
Well, There you go.
I mean, serious, I had, because we deal with them with our football and everything, and they come up here and be on the show, and I kept telling them, you should see about coming.
Are you with Karen? Do you talk a lot to Karen?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, exactly. So, but the gals that do the traveling come up here and come on the show, and so I kept saying, we don't really have a venue to come to Greenwood and do stuff.
That's what they mentioned this year. I've actually already met with them on site, and they're excited to be here. So they'll be pulling into town on Thursday evening. And I think there may be some lottery tickets. So if you're feeling lucky, come on uptown.
That's right. Buy a lottery ticket, eat barbecue. What could be better? Hey, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here. We're with Laura Ackerman, Uptown Manager, and we are, of course, talking about the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise that's coming up July 7th through the 10th right there in Uptown Greenwood. And, of course, one of the things that happens every year that's just a lot of fun is, of course, the hot dog eating contest. And how's that coming together? That's 12 to 1 on Saturday.
That's great. That is sponsored by Skins. They're local here in our community. But the Skins is going to be sponsoring that event. And then we also have Habitat for Humanity. Their volunteers come out and help us execute that event. So if you think that you've got what it takes to eat, I think the last year he may have eaten 15 or 16 hot dogs.
That's nothing compared to what they eat up there at Fourth of July. I'm telling you. But still. I mean, can you imagine
sitting down and eating that many hot dogs in one sitting?
Yeah.
I probably don't eat that many hot dogs in one year.
Well, now, what do they put on the hot dogs? Is it just the hot dogs and the bun?
It's just the hot dogs and the bun.
So, no special.
Many people will dip. Dip their hot dogs in water,
which is just gross.
Yeah, it just makes it, doesn't look too appetizing, but it is fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. Mm. And so that'll be going on Saturday from 12 to 1. I guess that is right there in the middle of the day. It's hot and it's eating hot dogs. So if you want to be a part of that. Now, they do have a weigh-in and a pre-thing. They're not doing that? No?
No, we're not doing that this year, but there is cash prize for that. First place gets $500. Second place gets $200. And third place gets $50. So if you're 18 or older, please sign up. We also have that information on our website. So go to uptowngreenwood.com and then you'll click on the South Carolina Festival Discovery Skins Hot Dog Eating Contest. And you can get the contest application there.
Okay. Now, do you charge people to take part in this wonderful contest?
Very minimal.
Very minimal. Well, I mean, there's a there's a slight charge to do that. Okay.
That basically covers the
hot dogs.
Well, the hot dogs, but it also covers the T-shirt that we give them.
The T-shirt. So, okay. Yes. All right. So, and speaking of that, merchandising for this, you've got lots of T-shirts that'll be coming out this year.
Yes.
Different ones.
Emerald Lincoln Stitches has also been with us for several years and sponsored the event, and they will be. They are our merchandise area, and they are also always going to be located in the same area. So if you remember, they're very close to Howard's and right there at Oak. They'll be on the same spot this year. So go pick up your T-shirts, all your other promotional material.
That's right. So you'll be able to do...
Great selection.
Yes, and all different sizes and colors. And do you have a new design for this year?
Not a new design.
Just different colors, huh?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
You never know, though, what Steve's going to come up with.
So maybe there is. Okay.
Well, there could
we'll have
be,
to
and
check
I'm,
that
not,
out.
I'm not aware of it.
Yeah. So they've got merchandise, they've got blues, they've got barbecue, and of course, there'll be other merchants selling other types of food there, too, right?
Yes. We have several food vendors. If you're not digging the barbecue, we have Calhoun Tropical Snow will be there. Country Cabin and Suites is always a crowd pleaser and a favorite. Grandma's Ice Cream, if you remember the beating of the churn. Ted Street Foods, Windows on the Green. They have amazing funnel cakes. Amy Lou Soda, 3D Concessions, so many more, but those are just a few. So if you're looking for something else other than barbecue, we have a great selection.
We also have good lemonade, yes?
Yes. I think that was Country Cabin Cabin Sweets.
Right, and I remember the corn from last year, too.
Yes, just roasting.
Yep, okay. So there are lots of possibilities to add together. Now, the other thing we need to mention, if you are new to the Festival of Discovery and Barbecue Blues, you have those that are competing, and then you also have those that are serving barbecue. They're not the same most of the time.
Exactly. You have some vending teams. Those will be the closest to the main area, and then we also have some that are just there for solely for competition.
That's right. So now all the different levels of competition, those that compete, boy, I mean, they really have to put themselves out
they
there.
They do, and they travel a lot. This is a KCBS sanctioned event, which is the Kansas City Barbecue Society, special guidelines, special rules for this event. But these guys travel weekend. I mean, their summers are packed with events. Not just their summers, they're actually on the road all the time.
That's right. And as far as in this part of the country, this is a big event for that.
We are definitely known on the barbecue trail. I think that there are several events, but in the Southeast, we're known as basically the largest barbecue competition.
Yeah, so when you talk about seeing top-notch barbecuers, and I was looking over the list here, I love some of the names. Pickin' Porkers. I mean, how about that one? And, of course, you know, my favorite so far is Chubbs and Tubbs, but the Bubba Barb.
Bubba Q was our grand champion from last year. So they're a two-time grand champion. They have won several years. And then also, I believe we have Killer Bees is back this year, which we're really excited to have back. That was our 2014 grand champion. They were unable to join us because of some illnesses last year. So we're really thrilled to have them back as well.
And what about Redneck Scientific? I mean, now, isn't that an interesting name?
That's very classy.
Very classy. Okay, and how about the Big Ugly Barbecue Team from North Carolina?
I think that is a new name that I don't recall that one from years past.
Well, we'll have to check that one out and see
Definitely.
If they are big and ugly. And Bite My Butt Barbecue.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, I tell you what, you really have some unique names when it comes to...
They sure can get creative.
Yep. So if you are looking for a fun time, walk around. But understand, when these teams are getting ready, like Friday night, when they are rushing the stuff to for competition, they're under a lot of pressure, the barbecue teams that
Friday,
are competing.
For Anything Goes, we have an Anything Goes competition. We also have our dessert competition on Friday evening. A lot of our sponsors have what we call celebrity judges, employees, or even those specific sponsors come in and judge those competitions on Friday. Again, that's Anything Goes and our dessert competition. But then on Saturday is when all of our teams are, you will see them trying, you know, the clock is down to the second end, and they are trying to make it into turn in.
That's right. So now, where
so get out
that?
The way.
Yeah, get out the way. Yes. Now, where will the judging be going on?
The
this
judging
year?
Takes place at the Art Center.
At the Art Center.
Yes.
Okay.
So, turn in will be at the loading dock, and that's, you know, just got to be at a slow pace and make sure that those trays don't move too quickly.
That's right. I tell you what, being a celebrity judge is, I don't know, it's tough work.
It is tough work.
Yes, and they want you to be quiet and concentrate on the food. And I think everybody wants to sit there and talk, and they're constantly being told, concentrate on the food. But it is fun to be able to taste some of these really unique and different things.
Right. Yeah. Again, I mean, not only are they creative with their names, but these recipes are very, you know, they're shrimp and grits, and then there's the desserts are to die for.
That's right. So. And they're cooked all over their grills and everything.
Right.
And, of course, there's all different ways that people think is the best way to cook. You know, some of them use, what, hickory smoke, and some use the green egg. And, I mean, there's all different ways.
There is. One of our sponsors is Primo Grills and Smokers. So that may be one of the grills you see out there this year.
That's right. So when you're out there, but, you know, one of the things that I do know, if they're not cooking and turning stuff in, they all love to talk.
Yes, they do. They love to socialize. They're a great group of people to hang out with. Several of these guys I've been fortunate enough to meet, and I love seeing them every year come back to the event. You know, we might be Facebook friends, or we might just be able to catch up that once a year.
That's right. But and one of the things that I know is a fun part is going to some of these other festivals, Laura, and checking out how they do things in other places.
Right. We do like to check out other festivals and get, you know, new ideas and kind of staying up to date on everything.
So when you look at other festivals and compare what we do here in Greenwood, I know you're biased, of course, but what do you seriously think about this?
Seriously, this is a top-notch barbecue competition. It really is. We pull out all the stops for our teams. They are the ones that bring in all of our everybody from, you know, the seven county regions surrounding us, from all the way from Florida, from Georgia. So we try to pull out all the stops we can for them.
Now, as far as people that come here, I know that there's been, you get them from all over.
Right.
And some even, I can remember from previous years, coming from all the way from the West Coast even.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
How do you advertise this?
You know, I mean,
you know, we all know about it.
Exactly. A lot of word of mouth. In years past, we've used billboards, we've used radio, we've used, you know, all kinds of marketing outlets. You never know what works best for you. We're going to be doing some TV commercials, and so be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout. Okay. But as you put this out here for everybody to know, it is an absolutely fun time. Put it on your calendar. I like to say, if you are supposed to be having family and friends and you've been dreading it because you don't want them to come and spend the time totally at your house.
Put them out in the heat, right?
Yes. Send them over there to the barbecue fest, and then y'all come home like 11 o'clock and everybody goes to bed, gets up the next morning, and you're out the door again.
I like that idea. No, they're sure to have a great time.
That's right. So it's a great time to invite family and friends to be right here with us. So come on out and be part of that. Now, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors when we come back. I think we ought to talk about maybe some of the Blues Cruise people that are going to be here and the venues and, you know, anything else that Laura dreams up here as we take our little break. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Festival of Discovery. How many days away is it, Laura?
Oh, goodness. I think we're 22 days away.
Okay. All right. So the countdown has begun. It is Festival of Discovery, Barbecue and Blues, and the Blues Cruise is going to be awesome as always. One of the ways you can find out what's going on and get up to the minute updates is what, through your Facebook page?
Facebook page. We also have a festival app, and checking us out online.
No, that's right. So you can, and you guys are always putting out updates. If you've got your phone with you and you check them out, you will know what's going on. And if there's any issues or anything going on, you always are putting that out.
You're right. Exactly.
So keep your phone and have a good time with all the things. I tell you, the other thing that's really nice is, of course, the Toperaries will be there.
Yes, those are always nice to have. We enjoy everybody that's walking around right now and enjoying those. They're amazing. We have got, I think, 42 out. So applaud the our horticulturist and her team, as well as all of our public works for keeping those alive and in the middle of this heat.
Absolutely. So, you know, Laura, one of the things that probably a lot of people don't understand that is difficult to understand unless you're working right in it is how many people it takes to really put all this together. I mean, I think several years ago, y'all went with having the electrical boxes and putting the water right there to every slot that
right.
you have. That's made a huge difference. But there's a lot more than just that.
Right. This is city staff. They all jump in from all areas, you know, whether it be finance, public works. You'll see our city manager out there, assistant city manager. You'll see everybody pretty much from our city staff out there. And it is...
Nobody can go on vacation during
no,
that time?
No, I don't think that Charlie's going to allow anybody to go on vacation during July 7th through the 9th. You can go on Monday the 11th, but
right.
you cannot go during the event. But this is all hands on deck for this event.
That's right. And so when you think about the staff that it takes just to run the city, and then to see them all participating in making sure that they're working over, they're doing whatever it takes to make this happen. You're right. You said this earlier in the show, you know, thank them for doing what they do out there and making it pleasant for everybody and keeping the trash picked up. That's a that can be a huge part of it.
The generous and kind words, you know, and a pat on the back is all we need, you know, to keep us going up. We greatly appreciate that. And that means a lot.
That's right. So when you see staff out there, say something nice and it will go a long way towards hot, sweaty, and working overtime. That's right. So that's what it takes. And, of course, you couldn't do this without all the great sponsors that come on board.
Yes.
Uptown Greenwood is awesome to be able to take all this on and get people together and make it happen. And I know, Laura, that you are getting ready to take off and not be with us forever. You are. It's mixed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mixed emotions. But I think I've made the decision. It's going to be hard leaving my family at work, but I'm needed at home now.
That's right. Yes, last year you were pregnant with one.
Yes, number three kind of sent me over the page, and now I'm needed at home. So time to spend time with my babies while they're little.
Well, I think it's a good decision.
But I'll be there volunteering. You'll see me out there in my yellow shirt next year.
That's right. And she'll be being called, I'm sure. How do we do this? So you'll have to get a consultant fee there, Laura. What an idea.
That's a great way to earn some income.
Always trying to help on that, Laura. Charlie, I'll talk to you later. Yes. All right. Well, we've got lots of great acts. Some of the people that I noticed that are going to be here that have been here. Gail Storm was not here last year and maybe not the year before. I don't remember, but she's back this year. Always a treasure. And coming from New York down here, I know she loves it. So she's back this year. Of course, Shrimp City Slim is going to be out there playing, as well as making sure everybody is going to be together on this. I have the pleasure of having a lot of these artists on the air with us the week before, and we've extended the hour because Monday is a holiday with the 4th of July. So we will be doing this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and extended the hours so that we can get more artists on. So looking forward to that. But I noticed Gail Storm and, of course, some of the others that are going to, the Nouveau Honkies, they're back. There you go. So you just got to keep checking it out. One of the things we got to say about Gary Shrimp City Slim is he always brings some of the old and put some of the new in.
Exactly. He gets the perfect kind of twist. One that's actually stands out to me is Charlie Sells. And Julie and I laugh about this all the time. But the only reason I say that he's my favorite is because he's the only one I've actually seen, because I'm always running up and down. And it just so happened I had to go talk to a restaurant and he was there. And so I got to enjoy that for a few minutes during the work time.
That's right. And so many times we have artists that are very, very famous, number one. But two, they're considered South Carolina treasures and have gotten awards.
Ma'am.
And so he just does a great job. The venues, I think everybody loves the venues that they have, from the Mill House to Howard's and Polo's.
Right.
It's just a great mix of time. And I can't wait.
Me either.
That's right.
Either 20, what did I say, 22
Two,
days?
You said 22. Yes. Are you staying with
22? I'm going to stick with 22.
Now, of course, part of the reason that you get such good barbecue teams coming here is that they win dollars.
Right.
I mean, this is they come here for the money, folks. They're
Grand
just
Champion takes
time.
Home a nice little check. But each division, you know, with your KCBS, you have four different division with meats, and they'll also take home things. And then we also have several others, like your Anything Goes, your dessert, and so many more.
That's
but
right.
You have to come and experience it.
That's
you have
right.
to.
And so they will be serving Thursday, Friday. Now, Saturday, how late are they actually serving on Saturday? Because that's, you know, you don't want to wait too late to go on Saturday.
Well, they serve until they run out.
Okay, I know. Yes. But yes, they, well, maybe they've learned that they need more when they come.
But I will say a lot of our teams do start to leave on Saturday evening, but they have to be gone by, unfortunately, by Sunday morning at 9. We hope to open the streets by noon. We always try to push to do that. So, again, be patient with us and bear with us if we aren't able to get those open by noon. But we are trying to, we always try to do that.
That's right. And, of course, don't forget the CenturyLink main stage. Now, is it going to be in the same place that
it will be
been?
In the same place. Yep, you're exactly right.
By the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So that's a great place just to sit and enjoy and see the acts come to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Our sponsors will also be located. Like I said, our arts and crafts used to be over there beside the main stage, but now they're going to be located with the kids zone over at the Uptown Market. That Uptown Market, because it's now going to have the kids zone included, that does allow more parking over at the library. Just wanted to throw that out there because I know a lot of you are worried about parking. So there will be more parking over at the library.
And that's great because you can be right there by the library, and then the CenturyLink main stage is right there. So you're mm-hmm. hitting that end of the festival.
Right. You're
so,
right.
So. But you'll be going more than once, so you can park at one end at one day and another end. And use my idea. I have no problem with it. If you have a young person that drives, get them to drop you off.
And you need to visit each Blues Cruise venue, and those are on both sides of the street. So you'll have to, visit every area of the event.
That's right. So this is what's coming up. Laura, we really appreciate you certainly have grown with this event. You've certainly helped grow this event. And I think it's great that you're going to be able to take some family time. But we know we'll see you around. And thanks so much for working this and doing such a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so very much.
Well, we will miss you, but we will see you. That's right. So this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. It's coming up 2016 Festival of Discovery is 22 days away, July 7th through the 10th. You don't put it on your calendar. Make sure that you are part of it. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood.